Weiter in Shas, we are in Sukkah, Daf Beis. Welcome to all the new listeners, and Atzlach Rabba, a groysa mazel tov to everybody who just finished Meseches Yuma. Maybe continue going Mechayel El Chayel. Okay, so we're going to start off with the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to say a number of different statements in reference to a Sukkah, different criteria of what's going to allow a Sukkah to be kosher. We're going to start up with the Mechlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, which is going to be a main discussion in our Gemara. And then we're going to go into three different ideas. Then the Gemara is going to get into, we're going to jump into the Gemara itself. We're going to have a comparison between our Mishnah and a Mishnah in Erevin. And we're going to discuss why there are different Lashonos, give two for different answers on that. After that, we're going to get into a question of how do we know that a Sukkah can't be above 20 Amos, which we're going to have be discussing, and that's according to the Tanakam and the Mishnah. We're going to have three different answers about that idea, and then we're going to show why each one doesn't actually hold like the other. Following that, we're going to have three different statements of Rav to understand the machlokes between the Tanakam and Yehuda, and then we're going to go in to see what exactly the machloksim, how they break down, what they are, which is going to lead us to a kasha at the end, which we're going to flip on to get to Daf Gimel, which is going to give us a nice little answer. With that intro, let us begin. Zok da Heilige Mishnah. Sukkah she gavoy l'mala me'esem amos. If you have a sukkah which is above 20 amos, psula, it's no good. Can't be above 20 amos. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Machsher. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's good. And the Gemara is going to explain what that means. V'sheinu gavoh asar tefachim. We have three statements in a row. V'sheinu gavoh asar tefachim. If it's not at least 10 tefachim tall. V'shein la shalosh tefanos. If it doesn't have three walls at least. V'shechamasa meruah mesilsa. And if the sun is more than the shade, then psula, it's going to be pasul. And Rashi explains, what does that mean? Shechamasa meruah mesilta. Hamuat batel barof. Whatever is less is batel, which that is more. It's as if it's not even there. And it's called sukkah because of schach, because of shade. Therefore, it has to be more shade than sun. Beautiful. Zakta heilige, heilige, heilige gemorra. Tanana sam. We have a Mishnah in Erevin. Throwback to Erevin. It says the following, very similar lashon. It says mavoi shu gavoa me'asim amar. Mavoi, which is above 20 amos. You might make it less. Rabbi says, you don't need to make it less. But the point that we do see is parallel of here, because it's said by us, psula, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's good. Now it's saying, you might. It's not saying it's possible, but you might. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to do it. Now, why is that the Tanakama by Sukkah? He says that it's possible. He's a Lashon of no good, out. And why is it by Mavoi? He says Takanta. In other words, why not flip the Lashonos or use the same similar Lashonos? And says the Gemara, two answers. One is Sukkah Doraisa. Tani psula, since sukkah is doraisa, the fact that it should be 20 amos tall, that up to 20 amos, that itself is a doraisa dikadin. And even before the Mishnah, we already spoke about this concept from our Sinai, it says Rashi. So therefore, once you know this exists, therefore, tani psula, it's shaykh to use such a lashon of pasul, meaning to say you're not doing like the halacha that we've already taught you. But mavoi durabanan, mavoi, which is just a din durabanan, and therefore, since it's durabanan, we never heard of it, this is the first time it's coming up. The chachamim are coming to teach us this, there's no Shaykh, who's also an apostle, because who apostled it before them? Therefore, Tani Takanta, they said, fix it. That's answer number one. Answer number two, we come now and we say, is that Viba Yisema Bidaraisa Nami Tani Takanta. I get it. You can't use a Lashon apostle by Mavoi, but you could use a Lashon of Yemayit, of Takanta, of how to fix it by Sukkah, so why not use a parallel Lashon like that and say how to fix it? Says the Gemara, Viba Yisema Bidaraisa Nami Tani Takanta, Miu Sukkah. Dinafishe, we switched this lashon right over here. Sukkah, dinafishin mile, that it has a lot of different things I've spoken of here. Three different things that we have four different things total we have in this Mishnah. Therefore, pasuk v'tani psula. We just in one fell swoop use a lashon that can carry everything. Because we like to speak, but lashon kitsara. However, when it comes to Mavoi, Delo Nafish Mile, which doesn't have a lot of things, Rashi says in that Mishnah, of course, Erevin has tons of stuff, but it doesn't have a lot of things over there. Therefore, he uses the Lashon of Tani Takanta. He uses the Lashon of Takanta. Now, we didn't really explain at all what a Mavoi is. A Mavoi, we know, is that, let's say you have an entranceway that try to imagine you're coming from a street, you turn into an alley. And the alley, let's say, has a wall on either side and on the opposite side. So you have three walls over there. That area then opens up into other areas, different chatseros, different courtyards that have different homes inside of them. Midoraisa, that area is known as a Rishus Hayachid. However, Midorabanan, that area that you walk into, we say, because it has a similarity of Rishus Harabim, that everybody opens up into it, we're worried if we allow you to carry from your house into the chatzer, from your chatzer into that mavoi, into that area, that people are going to go ahead and they're going to think that it's fine also to go into Rishus Harabim. Therefore, the Chacham set up certain safeguards. Now, one of those is known as a mavoi. A mavoi is... one of those safeguards is known as a korah or a lechi, right? So we're going to reference of yours is a korah that you put a beam across the entranceway. So when you come in from Rishus HaRabim into that mavoi area, into that alleyway, the three-sided alleyway, and then you have a beam going across the front of it, what happens is that beam has to be no more than 20 amos, and if it's above 20 amos, that's where the discussion is going in. Okay, now let's jump into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, minani mili. From where do we know that a sukkah can't be more in 20 amos? Where do we get that from? So we know that's the Tanakhama says it can't be more than 20 amos. Where does that come from? We're going to see a three-way machlokas: Rabba, Rav Zeira, and Rava. So Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Amar Kara says in the pasuk, "Laman yedu doriseichem ki besukas l'shafti is bnei Yisrael." In order that the generations know that I sat the bnei Yisrael in sukkahs, right? So you have to make it. Rashi says a sukkah that the yeshivasa is nikeres, that you know that it's recognizable because it says yedu laman yedu. You should know that I sat over there. So therefore, it has to be that you actually see it. And ad esem ama until 20 amos, adam yodei shudar besukkah, he knows he's in a sukkah. But lamalame esem ama, eno yodei shudar besukkah, he doesn't know he's sitting in a sukkah. Why? Because his eyes don't rule over it. Meaning, once it gets to a certain height, you don't notice anymore that ceiling, and therefore, since you don't notice it, therefore, you won't be yotze, and therefore, it has to be maximum up to 20 amos. Rabbi Zeira gives a second answer. He says, you know why? Where we know it from? He says, Mehacha, from the following, a pasuk in Yeshaya, Vesuka tia letzel yomam me... Tzel yomam mechorev. That this sukkah should be shade in the daytime from the heat. So what do we see over here? We say it's talking about something which is giving shade. Until 20 amos, so then you're sitting in the shade of the actual sukkah. But if it's above 20 amos, a person's not sitting in the shade of the sukkah, el betzel defunnels, because the walls start to go up in a way that now you're going to start to hit... you're going to be getting the shade from the walls themselves. So it's going to be maximum, it could be as 20 amos, and because of shade. That is Rav Zeira. Now, we have a little side point here. First, Abaya comes as Sakasha. Says, Omer le'Abaya, Elameyata, if that's really true, Hosa Sukasa Ashros Karnayim. If someone makes a sukkah in Ashros Karnayim, Ashros Karnayim is a place where there are two tall mountains, and the part in the bottom of it, the valley in the bottom, that little area there is known as Ashros Karnayim. And so if you go ahead, and what happened was that the mountains stopped the sun from coming in on both sides. So you tell me to make a sukkah over there, that Hochinami, you're going to tell me, the law of his sukkah, it's not going to be a good sukkah. Really? You're not allowed to do that? Clearly, that's not the case. You are allowed to. So what's going on over here? So Amarlay, no. Hasam, so it should be similar over here with the walls. It should be fine also, or it shouldn't be fine over there. It says, no, I'll tell you why, because there's an andra point here. Hasam Dal Ashros Karnayim over there. If you remove the Ashros Karnayim, if you get rid of the mountains, Iket Sel Sukkah, you're getting the shade of the sukkah. But Hacha Dal Defanos, if you get rid of the walls, Leket Sel Sukkah, you don't have Tzel from the sukkah. Now you're just going to have sun pouring in. So it must be that it's coming from the actual walls, and that's the problem. Okay, now back to what we were talking about. Now we've answered number three, and that is Rava. Rava Amar Me'acha, we learn from the following. The pasuk says, Basikos Teshu Shivat Yamim, you shall sit in sukkahs for 7 days. Amr Torah says, Kol Shiva Sayamim, Tsemi Diris Keva, Vishay Vidiris Arai. All 7 days you should leave from your permanent residence and sit in a Diris Arai. Temporary residence. Ad Esim Amma, until 20 Amos, Adamosi Dirasa Diris Arai. Until 20 Amos, that's how tall a person can make his Dira that it will be Arai. Above that, it's not going to work. You're going to have to go, it's just going to fall over if you're doing it awry. And that is a problem. So it's an issue of, according to him, an issue of keva and arai. That's why it's got to be less than 20 amos. Amalei Abai, side point. Abai asks a question again. Elameata, same also mechitza shel barzo v'sichach agam. Let's say you made walls made of steel, but they're not 20 amos, they're 10 amos.
right? You tell me that wouldn't be a good sukkah because you're telling me it's not temporary anymore. I'm like, no, relax. Hachi kamina lecha. Ad chaf ama, until 20 amos, da adam ose dirasa dirasarai. Until 20 amos, a person, if he makes a dirasarai, ki avid le diras keva nami nafik. If you made it keva, you'd also be good, because it could be up till 20 amos, and not more than that, because then it would fall. If you're in the realm of arai, then you can make it keva. But lamala bechaf ama, da adam ose dirasa diras keva, above 20 amos, which you'd have to make a diras keva, ki avid le dirasarai, even if you made a dirasarai, nami lo nafik, you wouldn't be yotze, even if you made it dirasarai. So those are the three opinions trying to explain the Minon Emili of the Tanakama. How do we know that it can't be more than 20 Amos? Rabba, Rav Zera, and Rava. Beep, turn the page. Beis Amud Beis. Now we are trying to understand, why is it that each one give different answers? Why is there three answers? Rabba, Rav Zera, and Rava. Why don't they each agree with each other? Says the Gemara. Kulu karabba lo amri. Kulu meaning Hanoch Amaroyim, the other Amaroyim. Rav Zera and Rava both don't agree with Rabba. His sheet of saying, but Kibasukas of Shaftis Bnei Yisrael. Why? Because Ahu Yedira Ledoros he. Rashi explains, that's just the Yedira Ledoros that for all generations we should know about the Anani Akovo that Hashem took care of us. It's not a matter of height, and there's nothing to do with height over there. It's just about Anani Akovo, therefore that's not good enough. And Krabi Zera Nami Lo Amri, now we have Rabba and Rava, don't celebrate Rav Zera. Why? Because his Pasuk was talking about the Pasuk of that the Sukkos Tio Le Litzel, the pasuk in Yeshaya, Ha'uli Masa Mashiach Udichsev. He says that pasuk is talking about Mashiach. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes? We're going to live in peace and tranquility. We're going to be protected. Everything's going to be good. But it's nothing to do with the sukkah. So therefore, we're going to go like him. Rav Zera now comes to try to defend himself. So Rav Zera, what do we say back? He says, Im Kain, if you want to say that that's all Sagma Mashiach, then Lema Krav Chuppah Tia Litzel Yomam. Let us say that there's going to be a chuppah, like some sort of canopy, something that's going to be covering over to give shade during the day. Uma V'Sukkah Tia Litzel Yomam. Why did it say Sukkah? Shamas Mina Tarti. We learned two things. One is talking about Yomam Mashiach, and also selling it can't be 20 Amos. Okay. Now we have answer number three. They don't go with Rava. Karava Nami Larmi. They don't want to go with Rava, who says Basukos Teshu Shivas Yamim, right? And they say Arai versus Keva, Mishum Kusha Da Abai, because of Abai's Kasha. His Kasha, but if I made one that's made out of steel, of ironclad, whatever, that it wouldn't be good? And he gave an answer, no, if it's less, then as long as you're in the realm of temper, you can make it permanent. They didn't like it. Rashi says they didn't like it because, really, if you want to say that this is talking about Arai, then it should be built as Arai also. So they didn't like that answer, and that's why each one doesn't go like the other. Now, we are going to jump into three different statements of Rav. Each one and someone saying the name of Rav. Rav Yoshi in the name of Rav, Rav Hun in the name of Rav, Rav Chanabar Rab in the name of Rav. And we're going to bring them to understand this machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda about whether it could be up to 20 Amos or even more than 20 Amos. Kaman Azla Hadam Rav Yoshi Amar Rav. Number one, Rav Yoshi Amar Rav. The following statement. Machlokas, the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is B'she'ein defanos magiyos l'schach. When the walls don't reach the schach, aval defanos magiyos l'schach, but if the walls do reach the schach, then I feel a l'malam e'asem amik share, that even the Tanakama is maskim, that it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right if it's that high, even if it's above 20 amos. Who is that going like? Says, come on, what do you mean? Come on, that's kiraba. Da'amar mishum de lo shelta be'ena. Rabbi is the one who said the reason why it's got to be up to 20 amos is because your eyes have to be able to go ahead. Kibasukos shafti is b'nei Yisrael. You have to recognize you're in a sukkah, and above 20 amos you don't see. Da'amar mishum de lo shelta be'ena. V'kevin de defanos megiyos eschach. But since the walls reach the schach, mishlat ba'ena. Your eyes will go up the wall until the top, and when it hits actual schach, and your eyes do rule over it. And therefore, it would be good. That's where the machlokas is. Only when it's not connected, but if it is, then they would be masking with each other. Okay, that is number one. Number two, Kaman Azla Hadam Rav Huna Amar Rav. Who goes like this, that Rav Huna says the name of Rav. Machlokas, machlokas in a Tanakama and Rabbi Huda is B'she'ein Ba'ela Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. Only if the sukkah is 4 amos by 4 amos. Aval Yesh Ba'yosim Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. But if it would be more than 4 amos by 4 amos, then I feel a lamal meisam amik sher. Even above 20 amos, it's going to be kosher. Come on, who's that? That even a Tanakama is masking as kosher. Who is that going like? It says Krebi Zera. Rabbi Zera says the whole reason why it's not going to be good if it's above 20 amos is because of the fact of tzel. Because once you get above 20 amos, then the walls are giving the tzel. But what happens if you extend the walls more? You extend them outwards. It's not 4 by 4, it's 5 by 5. That means that that it could even be a little bit taller and it's still be coming from the schach, 6x6, a little bit taller. The Rishonim speak out. It doesn't mean if it's 5x5, now it can be a million amos tall, but it can be even bigger and bigger and bigger. That's going to be zera, damar mishum tselu, v'kevah in derevicha, and since it's more spacious, it's bigger, therefore you could sell sukkah. The sale is going to be coming from the schach, and it's not going to be coming from the walls, and everything's good. Now says the Gemara number 3, kaman azahad amarav chanan barabba amarav. Machlokes, no, the machlokes tanakama is... That's the machlokas. If the sukkah is so small that it can only hold your rosho, your head, the majority of your body, and your table. However, aval, machzekes. Right, we're going to see the Gemara later is going to be talking about 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Right, so let's think about it like that. So machlokas, aval, machzekes, but if it holds more than that, if it's not 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim at 8 by 8, let's say, then what's going to be the din? Even above that's going to be kosher. Come on, who's that go like? It's Gemara, the look ahead. It doesn't go like any of them. Now, the Gemara now breaks down each one of these about how they connect with each other. Bish, Lama Rav Yoshia, Pliga Rav Hun Rav Chanan Barabba, the first one, Rav Yoshia, who had said that the machlokus was about whether it reached the walls or it didn't reach the walls. Clearly, he is arguing, he's going against the way that Rav Hun and Rav Chanan Barabba are understanding, because they're talking about whether it's 4x4 or 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim, Rosh Avuru Shachano. He's talking about height, whether the walls reach or don't reach, and they're talking about the area between, you know, inside, 4x4, 16 square amos, or 7, you know, squared tfachim, 49 square tfachim, I guess. The Inu Kayavi Shir B'Mishcha, they're giving their shir, their measurement of length. That's the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda. V'yu lo kayav shir b'mishcha. He's not giving in length. All he cares about is whether the walls reach or they don't reach. Ella, Rav Huna, Rav Chanan Barabba, one of them was saying Dalan Amos or Dalan Amos, another one saying Rosh Avim Shalchano, name it by Hechsher Sukkah Mifli. Let's say that they're having a machlokas into a Hechsher Sukkah, meaning what is the minimum measurement that a Sukkah needs in order to be good. That we'd say that that Rav Huna is saying it's got to be 4 amos by 4 amos, at least. Rav Chanan Barabba is saying it's got to be 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. The Mar Sava Hechsher Sukkah by 4 amos. The Mar Sava Hechsher Sukkah Machzech Rosh Avim Shalchano. Maybe that's what's going on over here. Says Gemara, lo. Nope. The Kuleyam Hechsher Sukkah Rosh Avim Shalchano. Everybody agrees that Rosh Avim Shalchano, that is enough. And the Gemara, we're going to see Daf Gimel, that actually Taka will be going like. Rosh Avim Shalchano is enough for it to be a Sukkah. V'hacha b'hacha mefri. And this is what their machlokas is. The machlokas seen Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Barabba. The Mar Savar b'machzekas Rosh Avu b'shalchano pligi. This is opinion number 3, otherwise known as Rav Chanan Barabba. He is of the opinion that the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rav Yehuda, as to whether it could be 20 amos or not, is in a case of Rosh Avu b'shalchano. And that's where Rav Yehuda would say, if it's Rosh Avu b'shalchano, then it's got to be up to 20 amos, no more. He says it could be more. If it's more than Moshe v'Shulchano, so then Divrei Hakol Kshera, even the Tanakama would be maskim that could be taller than 20 amos. Well, Mar Savin, the other one says that Meirosha v'Ruv Shulchano ad arba amos pligi. Their machlokes when it's above 20 amos is in reference to from 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim until 4 amos. That's the machlokes. Aval Yosem arba amos, but it would be more than 4 amos. Divrei Hakol Kshera, even the Tanakama would say that it's kosher. But if it's less than 20 amos, it's not a discussion. Everybody's maskim that it's going to be okay if it's Rosh Avu b'Shalchano. It's just a question of whether it's above 20 amos, whether the machlokas is like we had just discussed. Okay, now it's back to the Gemara. Now we come to Frek the Kasha. We've got a kasha from a Braisa. Sukkah shigavala malam eis from Amma Psula. This is Tanakama. Sukkah above 20 amos is no good. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi says it is good. Adar boim v'chamishim amah. It's a 40 or 50 amos. We're going to see later in the Gemara, much later, we're going to discuss that can be even taller than that. But it's an example, 40 or 50 amos. So certainly above 20 is going to be good. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and he says the following: Maisa beheloni hamalka balud. There's a story with Queen Helena Malka, which is in Lud. Her sukkah was above 20 amos. And the zakenim used to go in, and they would come out from there. Oh, Rabbi Huda, nice, right? I told you could be above 20 amos. I'm proving it. The zakenim would go in and come out, and they wouldn't say anything, which goes to Raya to show that above 20 amos is okay. So what did they say back? Come on. Shamrai, you're bringing Raya from that. Isha Haisa, Upatur in a sukkah. It's a woman, and a woman is pater from sitting in a sukkah. So therefore, there's no reason to say anything to her, because even if the sukkah is no good, she's not chayiv anyway. Amar Lahan, Rehuda says back, no. V'alo shiva bottom havilo. Love, didn't she have seven sons? In which case, she had seven sons. For sure, the sukkah, if there's seven sons, they would have said something. They would have said, hey, it's not okay. V'od, and furthermore, Kol ma'aseh lo aseh la pichamim. Everything she did according to the chachamim. And therefore, of course, she would have made it less than 20 amos. Now, the Gemara says, hold on one second. Lamali lemisteva od kol ma'aseh lo aseh la pichamim. Why did you have to bring up that answer? We said an answer that we said one thing, that he had sons. If there are sons there, then for sure, then the sons are going to be chayiv, and then the sons are chayiv. So then they're going to tell her that she has to go ahead and have the sukkah taller because of the sons. So why did you have to come up with the second answer? So says the Gemara, Hachika Amarlu. This is what Rav Yehuda is saying back to the Chachamim. He's saying, Ki samu banim kitanim hayu. If you want to say that her kids were really little, right? I say, hey, she had seven kids. If she had seven kids, then that's why I have to do it. And if you want to, maybe you'd respond to me, I'll be saying, yeah, but the kids are ketanim. Uketanim put them in a sukkah, they put them in a sukkah. Came in the shiva havu, but since there's seven kids, ef shedolavi buchad. It's impossible there wasn't, buchad, sheno tzarech l'ima, there wasn't one that didn't need his mother. Rashi says, we're bringing the Gemara later on, daf chav ches, it says, chayiv lechancho b'mitzvah sukkah. From an age when he no longer needs his mother, he can walk by himself, 7 years old, six, seven, eight, whatever that age is. She has seven kids, of course, one of them is going to be that age, and therefore, the taka are chayiv in doing such a thing. And if you would say back to me, yeah, but it's a katan, that's just the mother, it's just a darabanan dikadin. Maybe she didn't listen to the chachamim, and therefore that's why they didn't go and say anything. Tashamana like that. So this is where Rabbi Yehuda comes to back himself up. However, the whole reason for bringing this ultimately was to bring a kasha on Rav Huna and Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan Barabba, who were talking about the 7x7 tfachim, dalet by dalet amos, that whole shtickle there. Bishlam Alamanda Amar, this whole discussion makes sense according to the one, the Amar Bishain Defanus Magius Schach Machlokas. Then the Machlokas was when the walls don't reach the Schach, right? That was the first of the three of Yoshia, not the Rav Huna of Chanan Barabish Tego, but of Yoshia said that that's the issue. Machlokas in the Tanakhama of Yehuda. So Bishlamanda Amar Bishain Defanus Magius Schach Machlokas. It is the way of the of a malka to sit in a sukkah that the walls don't read the schach. You know why? Simply because, beep, turn the page, gimel manaf, mishum avira, because they like to have air that's circulating throughout. Then we can understand this whole brisa fitting really nicely with our mishnah. And that's what the discussion is. So Rav Yoshia actually works very nicely. Rav Yehuda's whole shtickle is coming out very strong. Rav Yehuda's whole shtickle of saying that that's why I say it should be above 40 or 50 amos. El lamanda amar besukah ketana machlokas. According to one who wants to say that the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Tanakam and Rav Yehuda, is in reference to a small sukkah. Does it make any sense? Does it make any sense that the queen should be sitting in a small sukkah? It makes no sense. Of course, this sukkah has got to be bigger. And since Rav Yehuda is bringing his raya from this shtickle, it must be from this brisa story of Helena and Malka, it must be that the machlokas ultimately is like Rav Yoshia said about the sukkah walls hitting the schach and the schach, and not like Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Barabba came along to want a taina about a 4x4 or a 7x7 tfachim. Now the Gemara comes to pull them out of the mud. No, lo nitzcha elu sukkos kitonios. You know what we're talking about here? We're talking about a case of Elonia Malka that her sukkah was made in kitonios, a bunch of small rooms that were all put together. Each one of those are either 4x4 amos, like Rav Huna said, or 7x7 tfachim, Rosh Hashanah Shachanu, like Rav Chana Barabbas said. And therefore, everything could make sense right now. Says Gemara, what? Chidaka Shamalka, Leisha, Basuka, Sir, Kitanis, Kitanis. Does that make sense that she would sit like that? Of course not. It doesn't make any sense. Amr Avashi, Avashi comes to explain, Lo Nitzcha Ela Lekitonil Sheba. What that means is that it was set up in a way that there was a very big area, and then there were other smaller private areas. And Rashi explains that that was like where she would sit, Lekitonil Sheba, Sukha Gedola, Lebne Mesibas, Vikitonios Kitana Besocha, Litznius, Vhi Bikitonios Yosva. She sat in the smaller place of Tznius, Vafagav the Psula, even though that itself is actually puzzle. A woman's pater from sukkah. So in the world of Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Abba, actually everything makes sense right now. Because we're going to say, Lo nitzcha lekitonu sheba. Rabbanan come and they say, Bonea b'sukkah ba'ali havi yosvi. They were sitting in a good sukkah. Why? Being the Tanakhama, because it was bigger than 4x4, it was bigger by 7x7. And therefore, even if it's above 20, it's fine. Vi also bikitanius mishum tsniusa, she sat in a small area because of tsnius. And mishum hachi lo armila adava, they didn't say anything to her. The reason they didn't say anything to her is because she's a isha and she's not chayev in sukkah. So therefore, we could say that the whole thing works even in the world of Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba. Rabbi Yehuda holds differently because he says, Bonel gabal avi yosfi. He says, no, her children sat with her. Even then they didn't say anything. Interesting, which means it's smaller than the area that it has to be in order. It's like smaller than 4x4, smaller than 7x7. And im kol zeh, no, a little different, between 7x7 and 4x4, 7x7 tfachim, 4x4 amos, they didn't say anything to her. So you see over here that even if it's less than 4 amos, even if it's above 20 amos, 4 amos squared, if it's above 20 amos, it's still going to be good. And that's where he's bringing his raya. Beautiful. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.